Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Off, the first parak, Dina Mamonos B'Shloshah. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Braisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once, when Gamliel instructed seven judges to come discuss extending the year, but found eight judges there, he announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chum say that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. In a similar incident, Rebbe was once teaching and smelled garlic and said, "Whoever ate garlic, leave." Rebbe Chiya rose and left, and all the students followed. The next morning, Rebbe's son, Rebbe Shimon, said to Rebbe Chiya, "You're the one who upset my father by eating garlic?" Rebbe Chiya responded, "Heaven forbid, let the Hekazos be Yisrael. Such a thing should never happen among Yisrael." Rather, he left to save the culprit from embarrassment. Point number two, a Braisa list of factors for establishing a leap year. B'fnei Hadrachim u'p'nei Hagasharim, because of the roads and bridges which were damaged during the rainy season and were not repaired in time for traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach. B'fnei Tanuri Pesachim, or because the ovens used for roasting the carbon Pesach, which need to dry out. B'fnei Galios Yisrael shenakru mimkomban v'adayin lo hagiu, or because Jews outside Eretz Yisrael who had left their places to come for Pesach and had not reached Yerushalayim. Another Braisa states that we do not extend the year because of young goats, sheep, or birds, which have not matured and are needed for people's Karban Pesach and Tahara process, respectively, since smaller animals may be used. However, this qualifies as a supplemental reason to extend the year. This refers to a third Braisa which lists three factors for extending the year: Aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach; Parasei Ilan, ripening of trees, fruits, and time for Shavuos, for Bikurim; and Hatakufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if two of these three factors are present. The previous Braisa is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. And point number three, was taught in Braisa that three regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops: Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and Galil. The year is extended if two of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for one. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A Braisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. However, Chananya of Ono testified that extending the year in Galil is not effective because the Pasuk says, "L'shichno sidrashu uvasashama, to his dwelling place you shall seek, and there you shall come," teaching, "Kodrisha shata doresh, any investigation which you conduct regarding the entire nation, Wayu el b'shichno shalmakam, should only be in Hashem's dwelling place in Yehuda." Another Braisa states, "Ein ma'abrin sashana el b'yom, we can only extend the year during the day. If it was done at night, it's ineffective. Kiddush HaChodesh must also be done by day and is ineffective at night." So once again, the three points are: number one, it was taught in a Braisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once, when Gamliel instructed seven judges to come discuss extending the year, but found eight judges there, he announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chum say that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. In a similar incident, Rebbe was once teaching and smelled garlic and said, "Whoever ate garlic, leave." Rebbe Chiya rose and left, and all the students followed. The next morning, Rebbe's son, Rebbe Shimon, said to Rebbe Chiya, "You're the one who upset my father by eating garlic?" Rebbe Chiya responded, "Heaven forbid, let the Hekazos be Yisrael. Such a thing should never happen among Yisrael." Rather, he left to save the culprit from embarrassment. Point number two, a Braisa list of factors for establishing a leap year. B'fnei Hadrachim u'p'nei Hagasharim, because of the roads and bridges which were damaged during the rainy season and were not repaired in time for traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach. B'fnei Tanuri Pesachim, or because the ovens used for roasting the carbon Pesach, which need to dry out. B'fnei Galios Yisrael shenakru mimkomban v'adayin lo hagiu, or because Jews outside Eretz Yisrael who had left their places to come for Pesach and had not reached Yerushalayim. Another Braisa states that we do not extend the year because of young goats, sheep, or birds, which have not matured and are needed for people's Karban Pesach and Tahara process, respectively, since smaller animals may be used. However, this qualifies as a supplemental reason to extend the year. This refers to a third bris, which lists three factors for extending the year: Aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach; Parasei Ilan, ripening of trees, fruits, and time for Shavuos, for Bikurim; and Hatakufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if two of these three factors are present. The previous bris is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. And point number three, was Tanna Braisa said that three regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops: Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and Galil. The year is extended if two of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for one. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A Braisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. However, Chananya of Ono testified that extending the year in Galil is not effective because the pasuk says, "Lashichno sidrashu vasashama, to his dwelling place you shall seek, and there you shall come," teaching, "Kodrisha shata doresh, any investigation which you conduct regarding the entire nation, Wayu el Beshichno shamakam, should only be in Hashem's dwelling place in Yehuda." Another braisa states, "Ein ma'abrin sashana el b'yom, we can only extend the year during the day. If it was done at night, it's ineffective. Kiddush HaChodesh must also be done by day and is ineffective at night." All right, so now we get our siman daf yud aleph, and our standard siman is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda is one of the regions with the late crops. Once again, slow motion. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat, star? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph, stars. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited, which reminds us it was Tanna Braisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once Rabbi Gamliel instructed seven judges to come discuss extending the year, but found eight judges there. He announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. Ruyas kol shanim kuan li sabra al yadcha. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chachamim said that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, which reminds us, the Gemara brings various factors for establishing a leap year. One braisa lists three factors for extending the year: Ha'aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach; Parasei Ilan, ripening of trees' fruits in time for Shavuos, for Bikurim; and Hatakufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if two of these three factors are present. Our previous braisa is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda was one of the regions with the late crops, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that three regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops: Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and Galil. The year is extended if two of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for one. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A braisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. So once again, when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda was one of the regions with the late crops. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Dav Zayin. So the simur Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on Dav Zayin, kli zayin, weapons, guns. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said a dayan cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk Poter Mayim Reshis Madom. Releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk at Rav Hamnuna. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah based on this pasuk describing water, Torah, as the beginning of judgment. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge Emes Lamito, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said, Kol Dayan Shedan Din Emes Lamito, any Dayan who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Elkim Nitzah Ba'adis Kel B'Kerav Elohim Yishpot, Hashem stands in the divine assembly in the midst of judges, shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge Din Emes Lamito, Gormo Shechina Shetistalk Yisrael, causes the Shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their Limud HaTorah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge Emes Lamito and heard them issue psalking that were as clear to them as the morning sun, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia darshan the pasuk, Beis David Ko Amar Hashem, House of David, so said Hashem, Dinu LaBoker Mishpat V'Hatzil Gazel Miyad Oshek, execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means, Im Baruch HaDavar KaBoker Amreyu, if the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict, V'im Lav Al Tamreyu, but if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonason derived this from a different pasuk. Dav Ches. So the Simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided Challah. Challah? That must more on Dav Ches. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided Challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, which reminds the Gemara discusses if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions, and if that's the reason he was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Zelofcha had asked them about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their difficult question before Hashem. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the Ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Chachamim required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses his wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her Ksuba and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by witnesses. Reb Meir only requires three judges, like any monetary case. Eight explanations are given for this machlokas. In the first two, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Ula says, b'choshishin lo laz kamifuge. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aid into the adultery coming forward, changing the case to dinin nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laz and require 23 judges immediately. And Rami Meir is not concerned about laz. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa, into the warning, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if hasra for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man sipping tea. Tea. That must be one Daf Tes. Tea. Teapot. The man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, which reminds us, Rav Akiva taught that the Torah compared two edim to three to teach that just if one of two witnesses is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid since only one remains, so too if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rav Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both, but only bizman shehishbehen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in the case of Motzi Shemra, who proven Zomer and the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayiv mamon misa, which reminds us, more discusses of Edim Zomim of Motzi Shemra, who are killed, also pay money, and brings a case where the husband brings Edim that his wife committed adultery, and then the father brought Edim that said the first set of were Zomim, and then the husband brought Edim that the father said of Edim were Zomim. So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in a case of Motzi Shemra, who were proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayiv mamon misa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because ein adam mesim atzmo, Russia, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one testifies that he had relations with a friend with consent, Russia, who he has testified about himself, that he is a sinner and disqualified from testifying, because the Torah says, Atash is Russia, aid. Do not use a sinner as a witness. Rava disagrees. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. A person is related to himself. Main Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain Pagin Dibura. We divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden. Minion of Yidden. That must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources from the Malchokas, if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Shmuel requires 23 judges for Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from a Gezerah Shava of Rasha Rasha from Chayvi Misas. Rabbi says that Malkus b'makam miso medas. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of a death penalty, requiring 23 judges. So the minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibra HaChodesh, adding a day into the month. Rava explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, meaning the potentially added day, the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that basin is only Mekadosh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. So the minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch 3, 5, and then 7 Dayanim be involved in Ibur HaShana, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir taught that Ibur HaShana, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, B'shosha Maschilin, they begin with three judges, U'b'chamisha Nosim and Nosim, they discuss it with five, V'gomrim B'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Two explanations are given for what these numbers correspond to. The first is they respond to the 3, 5, and 7 words in the 3 Psukim of Birkos Kohanim. The second is that three judges correspond to the 3 Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The 5 correspond to the 5 Moroi Pnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly, and the 7 correspond to the 7 Roya Pnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss the sources for the Malchokas if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss the reason for requiring 23 judges in a case of Motzi Shemra? That's on daf Yes. Good. Number 3, which daf to discuss the incident of Shmuel Katan taking the blame for someone for coming to discuss extending the year uninvited? That's on daf Yidov. Good. Number 4, which daf do we discuss the relative effectiveness of receiving Rishus in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 5, which daf do we want a leap year is established in Yehuda and during the day? That's on daf Yidov. Good. Number 6, which daf to discuss what the din is in a case of two brothers and a third person witnessing a murder where one of the brothers did not give hasra? That's on daf Task. Good. Number 7, which daf to learn that three factors considered for extending the year are the Aviv, Paras Elon, and Tekufa? That's on daf Yidov. Good. Number 8, which daf to learn that one Tana holds that Basin is only Makadosh a month on the 30th day, not the 31st? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn? Kol Dayan Shadan Din Emes L'Amito causes the Shechina to rest on Yisrael. That's on daf Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel's requirement for 3, 5, and 7 Dayanim for Ibur Shana? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.